Block 912 is 148, my first stop. I'm not sure what's going on.
Is 148 your first stop? What's the context?
I'm Route 9, but I wasn't sure if I was picking up at the stops, and they weren't showing on the GPS. I kind of see what's going on now. It's trying to get me downtown faster.
Well, if you're 912, which is who I think you are, your day is over. You're supposed to be heading back to the garage. Do you have passengers?
I have one passenger.
Okay. Well, just... Yeah, I mean, I guess just finish your route. I mean, if you're in service and you have people on your bus, just finish it. I mean, you're on Powell. Follow your paper turn-by-turns. Don't listen to the GPS.
Okay, so I'm supposed to be heading back to the garage right now. I can drop off this passenger, so just put it on drop-offs only, and then I'll head to the garage.
I don't know. What if, I mean, I'm looking at it right now, and it looks like you were out of service at Gresham Transit Center, but you picked up people anyways. Is that what you're telling me?
I didn't realize I was deadheading back to the yard. It's my third day. I apologize. It won't happen again. I'm going to drop off this passenger and head back to the yard then.
Okay, copy that. So this is one of those cases which is a perfect example of why we don't want to do our job with that little computer in your bus, because that's going to be wrong a lot of the times, and until you've been here longer, it's just going to really mess you up. You want to do your job with the paper paddle and with the paper turn-by-turn. So use those until you get more comfortable with things, and you'll be right more.
I'll study. I'll get my study book back out. I apologize again. I'll head back to the yard after I drop off this passenger.
No, you're good. Don't feel bad. It's a learning experience. But yeah, follow your paper paddle, follow your paper turn for turns, and you'll be right more often than not. All right, thank you. We'll be clear. 1652.
704.
Bus 3129, batch 7684, 8 is up at 2000.